You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
My name is Nancy Ensley. I'm an artist from Ely, Minnesota. I would like to talk to you about an exhibit this summer in the Iron Range of Minnesota. And it is called the Ancient Cedars Trail Exhibit and has 12 artists from Duluth and North. So we have everything from painters to fiber artists, weavers, bead artists, and it is a celebration of a hiking trail that's right in the city of Tower, Minnesota. The trail was formed by the efforts of the DNR, the city of Tower, and a local private landowner in order to preserve these old growth trees that date from the 1870s. The Ancient Cedars Trail exhibit will be indoors at four different galleries, each for about a month, and it will start in Virginia at the Lyric First Stage Gallery. And then it goes to Ely to the Art Corner for most of July. In August, it'll be in Hibbing at the Borealis Art Guild. And in September, it will be in Cook, Minnesota at the Northwoods Friends of the Arts.
My name is Betsy Alwyn. I'm a sculptor from Minnetrista, and I want to tell you about Gwen Parton's exhibition, Following a Thread, at Form and Content Gallery in Minneapolis. When you visit Gwen's show at Form and Content, you will first notice the large collage drawings that are part of her Remnants series. And these are a tribute to her mother, a quiltmaker. In fact, the thread that runs through the show are the references to sewing and weaving that kind of give the drawings their structure. They feel very tactile or touchable, and they give them a sense of time. You will also have the opportunity to look through and handle a number of hand-bound books and loose collections of drawings. I really enjoyed being able to interact with the drawings in this personal way. I could sense the amount of time in each work, and it brought me closer to the meditative process of making them. You can see the show Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m. by appointment. But it's so easy to make an appointment. Just visit formingcontent.org.
My name is Kashimana Hua. I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I am a musician. This is the Soul Sound Garden by Damien Strange, one of the many installations that will be a part of the Northern Spark Festival this year. And it's based off the vision that between reality and dreams, there are these magical blooms that bloom music. The project will be all over Rondo and Frogtown neighborhoods. So you can go to a specific location, download the app, and take a picture. It allows the bloom to come to life. Each bloom is formed up of sounds that have been recorded from that environment. You have improvisations that are created by Damien Strange and his collaborator, Sage Carroll, who made specific instruments also. So you're getting a very unique sound experience at each different location. And you can get the app and the map for all the locations at 2021.northernspark.org. It is a 24-hour installation. It starts on Saturday, June 19th from 9:02 p.m. to 9:02 p.m. the next day. Thank you.